Relax. Relax. This is an imperative sentence, which means it's a command or instruction. Relax is the imperative form of the verb. Relaxe. Meaning, to relax. The exclamation mark emphasizes the command, making it more forceful. Be calm. This translates to calm down. Here's a breakdown. Be is a contraction of the definite article. Be plus le. Meaning of the calm is a noun meaning calm or calmness. The combination of be and calm means of the calmness, or more simply, calm down. This expression is an informal way of telling someone to relax or to stop being agitated. Tranquil. This means calm or relaxed. Tranquil is an adjective meaning calm or relaxed. It is used to describe a person, place, or situation that is peaceful and without stress. Look again. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Regard is the imperative form of the verb. Regarder. To look. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at one person. Encore means, again, and is an adverb modifying the verb. Regarder. Regardez à nouveau. Look again. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Regardez is the verb. Regardez. Which means, to look, in the imperative form, meaning it's a command. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions, usually to someone. The imperative form is the same for both singular and plural subjects. It is conjugated for vous, which is the formal second person plural. À nouveau means again. This is a prepositional phrase composed of the preposition à, meaning to, and the noun nouveau, meaning new. Breakdown. Look, imperative, to, preposition, new, noun. Soyez vigilant. Be vigilant. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the second person plural, you all. It implies a formal tone, addressing a group of people. Vigilant is the masculine plural adjective meaning vigilant. The phrase literally translates to be vigilant, you all. Pliez-la. Fold it. This sentence uses the imperative verb plier, which is the second person plural form of the verb plier. To fold. The la at the end is a direct object pronoun referring to a feminine noun, which must be understood from the context. So, you would use this sentence to tell two or more people to fold something that is feminine. Regardez-le. Look at him. Breakdown. Regardez is the imperative form of the verb. Regardez. To look, in the second person plural, you all. In this case, it can also be interpreted as the familiar form of the second person singular, you. Le is the direct object pronoun, standing in for lui. Him. It is placed directly after the verb. Key concepts. Imperative verbs, direct object pronouns, placement of direct object pronouns. Regarde-le. Look at him. This sentence is a simple imperative statement, meaning it's giving a command.
Regard
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regarder.
To look. In this form, it means look and is directly addressing the listener.
Le
is a direct object pronoun, replacing the noun, him. The hyphen indicates it's attached to the verb. The e in
regard
is dropped to avoid awkward pronunciation, leading to regardle.
Regarde-moi.
Look at me. This sentence is a simple imperative verb, meaning it's a command.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regarder.
To look. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me. It indicates the person who is being looked at. So,
regarde-moi
literally means look at me.
Regardez-nous.
Look at us. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
Regardez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez
meaning to look. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressed to multiple people.
Nous
is the object pronoun, us, indicating that the speaker is asking the listener, s, to look at them.
Cherche-le.
Look for him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Cherche is the verb.
Cherchez
meaning, to look for. In this case, it's in the imperative form, which means it's a command. Le is the object pronoun.
Le
meaning, him. It's attached to the verb to create a single word, which is common in French. So, the full breakdown is look for, plus, him.
Regarde là.
Look over there. The sentence is a simple imperative command, telling someone to look in a specific direction.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look. In this case, it is in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person.
Là
is an adverb meaning there. It indicates the direction the person should look.
L'amour blesse.
Love hurts. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. L.
Amour
is the noun.
Amour
meaning love, and it is the subject of the sentence. It is in the masculine singular form, which is the default form for nouns in French.
Blesse
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Blesser
meaning to hurt or wound. In this sentence, it is used in the present tense and acts as the verb. The lack of a determiner like
le
or
la
before
amour
indicates a general statement. This is like saying love in general hurts rather than a specific love hurts. The sentence is very concise and uses a strong verb, which is characteristic of French prose.
L'amour fait mal.
Love hurts. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown.
Elle
is the contracted form of
le.
Le and
elle
is used before a word starting with a vowel.
Amour
is the noun.
Love
in the masculine singular form.
Fait
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make. In this case, it translates to hurts. mal is the noun per in the masculine singular form, and is often used in this context. The sentence demonstrates the concept of subject-verb agreement in French. The verb faire is conjugated in the third-person singular form to agree with the singular subject. L'amour. L'amour dure. Love lasts. The sentence is simple, and uses the pers of the verb durer to last. The subject, l'amour, love, is a masculine noun, so the verb agrees in number and gender. The statement is a general truth about love, not a specific instance. Maman a pleuré. Mom cried. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past tense. The structure is subject plus auxiliary verb avoir plus past participle. Maman is the subject. A is the auxiliary verb, which is contracted with the subject, and pleurer is the past participle. Pleurer means to cry. A is a contraction of the auxiliary verb avoir with the subject. Pleura. Fold it. This is a command, meaning it's telling someone to do something. Plie is the imperative form of the verb plier, which means to fold. The imperative is used to give commands, and is conjugated slightly differently from other verb tenses. La is the direct object pronoun for it, and refers to the item being folded. Maman pleurait. Mom was crying. This sentence is in the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or habitual. The verb pleurer to cry is conjugated in the imparfait for the third person singular, which is pleurer. The word maman is the noun for mom in French. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject maman plus verb pleurer. N'y prête pas attention. Don't pay attention to it. This sentence uses the negative imperative form of the verb prêter to pay attention. N'y is a contraction of ne, not, and e to it, which is a pronoun that refers to the object of the preposition a to. The verb is in the imperative form, because it is a command. Attention is the noun meaning attention. The sentence translates to don't pay attention to it. T'inquiète pas. Don't worry. This is an informal way of saying don't worry in French. It literally translates to don't worry yourself. Breakdown. T is a contraction of tu, which means you. Contractions are common in spoken French and make the language sound more natural. T'inquiète is the present tense, second person singular form of the verb inquiéter, which means to worry. Pas means not. Key concepts. Contractions. Te is a contraction of tu. Informal speech. This is a very informal phrase. It would not be appropriate in a formal setting. Sans commentaire. This means, no comment. The phrase, sans commentaire, literally translates to, without comment. It is a common expression used in situations where someone does not want to provide a response or opinion.
Aucun commentaire.
No comment. This is a very simple sentence in French.
Aucun
means no or none in English. It is a negative adjective, meaning it describes the lack of something.
Commentaire
is the noun, comment, in French. The sentence structure is simple. Negative adjective plus noun.
Vraiment?
Really? This is an interjection, a word that expresses emotion or surprise. The word
vraiment
means really or truly and is used to express surprise, disbelief, or even skepticism. It's a versatile word that can be used in many situations to emphasize what you're saying.
C'est vrai.
That's true. This sentence is a simple question asking for confirmation.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is. It means it is.
Vrai
means true. Is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question.
Est sérieux?
This translates to, is that serious?
Est
is a contraction of
est-il.
Is it, and
ce.
This
sérieux
means serious and is an adjective. Is the question mark
vrai?
Really? This is a simple question in French, consisting of one word.
Vrai.
This is the adjective meaning true in French. In this context, it functions as an interjection expressing surprise or disbelief. The question mark indicates that this is a question.
Sans blague.
Are you serious? This is a common French idiom, literally translated as, without a joke. The expression,
sans,
means, without, and
blague,
means, joke. The phrase is used to express disbelief or surprise at something someone has said, implying that the speaker thinks the other person is joking. It is often used in a humorous or sarcastic tone.
Va chercher Tom.
Go get Tom. This sentence uses the imperative verb
va.
Go, in the second person singular, meaning you, informal. The verb
chercher
to look for is in the infinitive form.
Tom
is the direct object of the verb
chercher.
The sentence is a simple instruction, meaning go and find Tom.
Ah bon?
Really? Or, oh, really? This is an interjection expressing surprise or disbelief.
Ah
is an exclamation of surprise.
Bon
means good in this context, but it's used idiomatically to express agreement or confirmation. The entire phrase,
ah bon,
translates to, really? Or, oh, really? And conveys a sense of surprise or disbelief.
Sérieusement?
Seriously? This phrase is an interjection expressing surprise, disbelief, or skepticism. Breakdown.
Sérieusement.
This is the adverb.
Sérieusement.
Meaning, seriously. This is the interrogative particle, which marks the sentence as a question.
Ah, vraiment?
Really? This is an interjection expressing surprise or disbelief. R is an exclamation of surprise or realization. Vraiment.
Vraiment.
Means, really, or, truly. It's an adverb that emphasizes the preceding statement. Is a question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question.
Vraiment.
Really. This is a simple interjection expressing surprise or disbelief.
Vraiment
means really or truly in French.
Aucun problème.
No problem. This phrase is a very common and simple expression in French.
Aucun
means no or none and is an indefinite pronoun. It is a negative form of
aucun,
which means any.
Problème
means problem. The exclamation mark at the end shows that this phrase is being used as an interjection, expressing agreement or reassurance.
Pas de problème.
No problem. This is a very common and informal phrase in French. It is literally translated as, no problem. The word, pas, means, not, and, problem, means, problem. Pas de problème, is a simple, direct way to say, you're welcome, or, it's no trouble at all, in response to someone offering help, or thanking you.
De rien.
You're welcome. This is a very common French phrase. It literally translates to, of nothing. It is a polite response to someone thanking you for something. The literal translation is not used in English, but it is functionally identical to, you're welcome, or, no problem. The phrase, de rien, uses the preposition,
de,
which means, of, and the noun,
rien,
which means, nothing.
Aucun problème.
No problem. This is a simple, but common phrase in French, and it literally translates to, no problem.
The word, aucun,
means, no, or, none. It is an indefinite pronoun, so it can stand alone, or modify a noun.
The word, problème,
means, problem. The exclamation point at the end indicates that the speaker is stating a fact, or making a statement.
Pas de problème.
No problem. This is a very common expression in French, meaning, no problem, or, not a problem. It is used to indicate that you are willing to do something, or that you don't mind doing something.
Pas
means, not.
De
means, of, or, from, and.
Problème
means, problem.
Pas de problème.
No problem. The phrase,
pas de problème,
literally translates to, not of problem. In French, this is a common expression used to mean, no problem, or, you're welcome, in English. It's a polite way to acknowledge a request, or offer and indicate that you are willing to help, or comply. The structure of the phrase is quite simple.
Pas
is the negative form of the word.
Pas
step, which is used in this case as a negation of the noun.
Problème.
Problem.
De
is a preposition that means, of, or, from.
Problème
is the noun, problem. So the literal translation would be, not of problem. This translates to, no problem, in English.
So,
leave. This is a simple imperative verb in the singular form, meaning, you, informal.
So,
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Sortir,
which means, to go out, to leave, or, to exit.
Aucun problème.
No problem. This is a simple and straightforward phrase. Occur means no or none and is the masculine singular form of the indefinite pronoun. Occur. It is used before a masculine singular noun. Problem is the noun problem. Therefore, occur problem means no problem. It is commonly used as a polite response to a request or an offer of help. Scenario. This is nothing. Breakdown. Sir is a demonstrative adjective meaning this. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, in this case. Ne is the negative form of the verb. Et to be in the third person singular present tense. Ria is a noun meaning nothing. It is a direct object, meaning it receives the action of the verb. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative construction. Ne. Pa. But here the pa is omitted. Direct object. The noun. Ria is the direct object of the verb. Et. Demonstrative adjective. Sir is a demonstrative adjective used to point out the noun. Ria. So problem. No problem. This phrase simply means no problem. The word so means without and problem means problem. This is a common, informal phrase used to express agreement or willingness to do something. Occur problem. No problem. This is a simple sentence that expresses agreement or lack of objection. Let's break it down. Occur means no or none in English. It is a negative determiner, meaning it modifies a noun. Problem means problem in English. It is a noun. The word order is very straightforward. Occur plus problem. This is the standard way to express a negative statement in French. The exclamation mark at the end adds emphasis and conveys a sense of confidence and readiness. Oh, vraiment? Oh, really? This sentence expresses surprise or disbelief. Oh is an interjection expressing surprise or excitement. Vraiment means really or truly and is used to emphasize the question. The sentence is a simple exclamation without any grammatical complexities. Ah, vraiment? Really? This is a common French interjection expressing surprise or disbelief. Ah is an exclamation of surprise, similar to oh in English. Vraiment means really or truly and emphasizes the surprise. The sentence is short and simple, relying on intonation to convey the speaker's sentiment. Encore une fois. Once again. The phrase consists of two words. Encore. This word means again or once more. Une fois. This phrase means one time or once. The word une is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article a or an. So encore une fois literally means again one time, which is shortened to once again. Ramasse-le. Pick it up. The verb ramasse means to pick up or to collect. The pronoun le is the direct object pronoun, which refers to a masculine singular noun. It replaces the noun.
The leaf.
The book, in the context of the sentence. Full sentence breakdown.
Amas.
Verb, imperative form, plus.
Le.
Direct object pronoun, equals, pick it up.
Manger, s'il vous plaît.
Please eat. This sentence is a polite imperative, meaning it is a command, but expressed in a courteous way.
Manger
is the imperative form of the verb.
Manger.
To eat. It is used to command a group of people to eat.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite phrase meaning, please. It is used to soften the command.
Mange, s'il te plaît.
Please eat. This sentence is a polite command.
Mange
is the imperative form of the verb.
Manger.
To eat, which is used to give commands. Since it is a command, it is understood to be directed at you.
S'il te plaît
is a polite phrase that means, please. It is made up of the following parts.
Si
means, if.
Il
is the pronoun, he or it, in this case referring to you, politely. De means you, and is the object pronoun here.
Plaît
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Plaît.
To please. The entire phrase is essentially saying, if it pleases you. This is a very common way to soften commands in French.
Sortez.
This means, get out.
The verb, sortir,
means, to go out, or, to leave. Here, it is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands, or make requests. In this case, it's a rather forceful command.
Asseyez-vous, je vous prie.
Please sit down. This sentence is a polite request using the formal form of the verb.
Asseoir.
To sit.
Asseyez-vous
is the formal imperative form of the verb.
Asseoir.
Meaning, sit down. It is directed at, vous, the formal, you.
Je vous prie
is a polite phrase meaning, please, literally, I beg you. It is often used to soften requests, or commands. The complete sentence translates to, please sit down.
Du calme.
This means, calm down. The phrase is a direct imperative, meaning it's a command, or order.
Du
is a contraction of
de le,
meaning, of the. It's used here to emphasize calm, as a quality.
Calm
is a noun, meaning calmness. The phrase is a common way to tell someone to relax, or to stop being agitated.
Remplacez-le.
Replace him slash her slash it. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command, or instruction.
Remplacez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Remplacez.
To replace, conjugated in the second person plural.
Vous.
Le is a direct object pronoun, which refers to a masculine noun that has already been mentioned in the context. In this case, the noun is not specified, so we can only assume the identity of the object to be replaced.
Remplace-le.
Replace him slash her slash it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Remplace
is the imperative form of the verb.
Remplacer.
Which means, to replace.
Le
is a direct object pronoun that refers to a male noun, or a general pronoun for it. The pronoun le is also used in place of a female pronoun, if the noun refers to an object, or an animal.
A plus la.
Replace her. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a direct command. Replace.
A plus
is the verb, to replace, in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. La.
La.
Is a pronoun that means her, and is attached to the verb to indicate the object of the action.
A place la.
Replace her. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
A place
is the imperative form of the verb.
A place
to replace
la.
Is the direct object pronoun referring to a female person, which in this case is her.
Cool, plus vite.
Run faster. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or order. Breakdown.
Cool
is the verb, to run, in the imperative form, second person singular, you.
Plus
means more or faster.
Vite
means fast. So, the sentence is essentially saying, you run more fast.
Sauve-toi.
Translation. Save yourself. Breakdown.
Sauve.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Sauver.
To save. The imperative is used to give a command, and since it's in the singular, it's directed at one person.
Toi.
Colon, this is the pronoun, you, in the informal, singular form. It is used here to emphasize the person being addressed. Colon, this is the exclamation mark, which adds emphasis and urgency to the command. Key concepts. Imperative. This verb form is used to give commands or instructions. Pronoun. A pronoun is a word that replaces a noun, like you, me, or it. Informal. The informal singular pronoun.
Toi.
Is used when addressing someone you know well. Exclamation mark. The exclamation mark is used to convey strong emotions, such as urgency or surprise.
Sauvez-vous.
Save yourselves. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Sauvez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Sauvez.
To save. It is used when addressing multiple people, you all.
Vous
is the pronoun for you all, in the plural form. However, it is omitted in the imperative form when addressing multiple people.
Vous
is understood. The exclamation mark indicates that it is an imperative sentence. This means, get out of here, or run away. This is an idiomatic expression in French. Literally it translates as, take your legs to your neck, which is of course nonsensical.
The coup
is the
neck.
But it also means a
corner,
which gives the expression another interpretation of, run away as fast as you can. This is an informal expression, and should not be used in formal settings. It is often used to tell someone to hurry, or to leave quickly.
Prenez-vos jambes à vos coups.
This means, run away, or get out of here. The literal translation is, take your legs to your necks. This is an idiom.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre
to take. It's in the second person plural, meaning, you all, or, you guys.
Wo
is the possessive adjective for your plural?
Job
means legs. A is the preposition to.
Wo
is the possessive adjective your again?
Ku
means next. The expression is a humorous way of saying, run as fast as you can, because it suggests that you are running so quickly that your legs are reaching up to your neck.
Feel.
The file.
File.
This means, run.
The verb. File.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
File.
Which means, to run, or, to go. The imperative form is used to give a command.
File.
Is the plural imperative form, meaning it is used to give a command to more than one person. The singular form would be.
Feel. Be. Seal to play.
Say. Please. This sentence is a command, using the imperative mood.
Be
means say in the imperative form. It is the command form of the verb.
Be
to say.
Seal to play
is a polite phrase meaning please. Literally translated, it means if it pleases you.
Seal
is a contraction of
seal.
If he, her, is the object pronoun for you, informal.
Play
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Play.
To please. This phrase is very common in French, and is used in many situations. It is considered more polite than simply saying,
s'il vous plaît.
Please, formal.
Beat. S'il vous plaît.
The sentence means, please say.
S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît.
Is a formal polite request meaning, please. It is literally translated as, if it pleases you, and is often used in more formal situations.
Poussez-vous.
Move out of the way. Breakdown.
Poussez
is the imperative form of the verb, pousser, which means, to push. It's telling someone to push themselves.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you, in French. It's used when addressing someone with respect, or formality, especially in a public setting.
Vous
the hyphen is used to connect the verb, pousser, to the pronoun, vous, in the imperative form. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This mood is used to give commands, or make requests. Formal pronoun.
Vous
is used in formal situations.
Pousse-toi.
Move over. Breakdown.
Pousse-toi
is a familiar imperative form of the verb.
Pousser.
To push.
Le. Toi.
Ending is a reflexive pronoun that indicates the action is directed towards oneself. It is used with verbs that imply self-directed action. The imperative form is used to give a direct command, or order, in this case, to move oneself away. Therefore,
pousse-toi
means, push yourself, or simply, move over. The command is informal, and is typically used with someone you know well.
Disparaître.
This means, disappear. This is a very direct, and forceful command, using the imperative mood of the verb, disparaître.
Disparaître.
Which means, to disappear.
L-M-E-A.
She is old. This sentence is quite simple.
Elle
is the subject pronoun meaning she.
Elle
is the third person singular form of the verb, ata, to be, in the present tense.
Vie
is the feminine adjective meaning old. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb adjective structure in French.
Elle a souri.
She smiled. This sentence is very simple and demonstrates the basic structure of a French sentence.
Elle. Elle.
Is the subject pronoun meaning she.
A.
Is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir,
meaning, to have. It is used in the passé composé tense for actions completed in the past.
Souri. Souri.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Sourire.
Meaning, to smile. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Or,
être.
Followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is
avoir.
And the past participle is
souri.
This sentence is an example of a simple sentence in French. It has a subject, she, a verb, smiled, and no object.
Elle est occupée.
She is busy. This sentence uses the feminine singular form of the adjective
occupé,
which means busy. The verb to be is
être,
and it is conjugated in the third person singular present tense as
est.
Because the subject is she, feminine singular.
C'est la mienne.
This is mine. Breakdown. Say,
c'est,
is a contraction of
ce.
This, and
est,
is,
la,
la, is the feminine definite article, meaning the,
mien,
mien, is the feminine possessive adjective meaning mine. It agrees in gender with
la.
Key concepts. Contractions.
C'est
is a common contraction in French. Definite articles. French uses definite articles, like
la,
before nouns, even when they are understood. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives, like
mien,
agree in gender and number with the noun they modify.
Elle est à moi.
She is mine. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être,
to be. The feminine singular form of
être
is
est,
and is used because the subject is
elle.
She, the preposition
à,
means to or at, but it is used here to indicate possession. The pronoun
moi,
me, is used as a possessive pronoun to indicate that she belongs to the speaker.
Elle est gentille.
She is kind. This sentence is simple in structure, and uses the
être
verb, to be, in the present tense with the feminine singular pronoun
elle.
She,
gentille,
is an adjective that describes the noun, she. The adjective
gentille
is feminine singular to agree with the noun
elle. Chante avec moi.
Sing with me. The sentence, chante avec moi, is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Chante
is the imperative form of the verb, chanter, to sing, in the second person singular, you.
Avec
means with, and indicates the action is being performed together.
Moi
is the pronoun, me. This simple sentence uses direct and concise language to express the request to sing together.
Chante avec nous.
Sing with us. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Chante
is the imperative form of the verb.
Chanter.
To sing. It is in the second person singular form, meaning you, singular.
Avec
means with and is a preposition.
Nous
means us and is a pronoun. The sentence can also be translated as let's sing.
Sosa.
Try it. This phrase is an informal imperative, meaning it's a command or request, but in a casual way.
Sauce
is the imperative form of the verb
sortir,
which means to feel or to sense. It's like saying feel in English.
Sa
is a pronoun that refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood. In this case, it's likely referring to an action or situation the speaker wants the listener to experience. So,
sosa
essentially means try it or feel that.
Sorte ceci.
Feel this. This sentence is a simple imperative command.
Sorte
is the imperative form of the verb
sortir,
which means to feel or to sense. The imperative form is used to give a direct command.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. Together, the sentence means feel this.
Salon.
Wow. This is an interjection expressing surprise, similar to wow or goodness me in English.
Sa
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that.
Alors
is an adverb meaning then or so. Together, they express a sudden realization or surprise.
Reculer.
Step back.
The verb reculer
means to move back or to retreat. In this imperative sentence,
reculer
is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all. So,
reculer
is telling multiple people to move back.
Reculer.
Move back. The sentence
reculer
is an imperative verb in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural. The verb
reculer
means to move back or to retreat. So,
reculer
is a command telling someone or a group of people to move back.
Recule-toi.
Move back. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Recule
is the verb to move back in the imperative form.
Toi
is the reflexive pronoun, yourself, attached to the verb. This makes the command a direct command to the person being addressed. Therefore, the full meaning is move back yourself, or more directly, move back.
Reculez-vous.
This is a command telling someone to move back.
Reculez
is the imperative verb form of
reculez,
which means to move back.
The vous
ending makes it a plural imperative, meaning it is telling more than one person to move back.
Vous
is a pronoun meaning you, plural. Is an exclamation mark that indicates the sentence is a command. So the complete sentence means move back.
Commencez ici.
Begin here. This sentence is a simple imperative.
Commencez
is the second person plural form of the verb. Commencer. Meaning, to begin.
Ici.
Means, here.
Commence ici.
Begin here. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Commence
is the verb, to begin, in the imperative form, which is used to give commands.
Ici
is the adverb, here. The imperative form is used to give direct instructions. It is usually used without a subject, as the subject is understood to be the person being addressed. In this case, the subject is implied to be you.
Recommence.
This means, start again. The verb
recommence
is the imperative form of the verb
recommencer,
which means, to begin again, or, to start again. The imperative form is used to give a command, or make a request. In this case, the sentence is a command to start again.
Recommencer.
Start again. This is a simple imperative verb.
Recommencer
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Recommencer,
which means to start again.
Recommencer
literally translates to, you all start again. However, in informal English, it can also be translated as, start again, or, do it again.
Restez sur vos gardes.
Stay on your guard. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command, or instruction.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez,
which means, to stay, or, to remain. The imperative form is used when addressing someone directly, as in this case.
Sur
is a preposition meaning, on, or, upon.
Vos
is a possessive adjective meaning, your.
Garde
is the plural form of
garde,
which can mean, guard, or, watchfulness. Therefore, the phrase
restez sur vos gardes
literally translates to, stay on your guards. However, the meaning is more idiomatic, and means, be vigilant, or, be careful.
Reste sur tes gardes.
Stay on your guard. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
restez,
which means, to stay. The imperative is used to give a command, or instruction. The word
sur
means, on, and
te
is the plural possessive adjective meaning, your.
Finally,
garde is the plural of the noun
garde,
which can mean, guard, or, watch. So, the entire sentence translates to, stay on your guard.
Dégager.
Get out. This is an imperative verb.
Dégager.
Meaning, get out, or, leave. It is in the second person plural, meaning it is addressed to multiple people.
Restez en alerte.
This means, stay alert. The sentence uses the
apative
mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. The verb is
restez,
which means, to stay, or, to remain. In this case, it is being used in the imperative form for stay.
En
is a preposition meaning, in.
Alerte
is a noun meaning, alertness, or, awareness. The entire phrase means, stay in a state of alertness, or, stay alert.
Reste debout.
Stay standing. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. The verb
reste
means stay, and is conjugated in the second person singular of the imperative mood. The word
verbu
means standing, and acts as an adverb, modifying the verb
rest. Rest éveillé.
Stay awake. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb
rest
is the imperative form of the verb
rester,
which means to stay or to remain. The word
éveillé
is an adjective meaning awake. The sentence is very concise, only using two words to convey the meaning.
Rest prêt.
Stay close. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Rester.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb rester.
Rester.
To stay. This is the second person singular form, meaning it is directed at one person. Prise.
Prêt
is an adverb meaning close. Note, the literal translation would be stay near. However, stay close is a more natural English equivalent.
Restez prêt.
Stay close. This sentence is a simple imperative command, meaning it's telling someone to do something.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb
rester,
meaning to stay. It's conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it's addressing a group of people.
Prêt
is an adverb meaning close or nearby. So, the full sentence means stay close or stay near.